Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is Wednesday morning. Wow, I tell you, the week seems to be flying by. Well, we have a great show for you today, and also want to remind you that tomorrow we also have a guest coming on to the show, but you have tuned into All About Entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs seems to be all the buzz these days. Everybody's talking about being an entrepreneur, talking about being small businesses, how to run, start, and grow your small business. I mean, the SBA is fired up and ready to go. The federal government is certainly getting people on fire and talking about ways to be an entrepreneur, ways to grow the entrepreneur base in your town, in your community. There is much being said, much being done. Well, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we too are on the bandwagon. It's all about entrepreneurs, keeping up with entrepreneurs. Well, I got into the field of entrepreneurship officially in 2002 when I started my first company. Two companies I started that year. One, a nonprofit organization entitled Brand New Beginnings. Now, I have not kept up with that business, but at the time when I started it, it was a ministry where I would empower women's lives to help change their lives from sort of a reckless sort of life, or what we would call at risk. Reckless to a life of success. So I haven't used the name of the business in a while, but who knows? I may go back to that. And then the second business that I started that year that I did keep up with, and that's Performance Strategies Unlimited. Performance Strategies Unlimited, and I started that business to train people in their personal and professional lives. Train people on careers, do some leadership training, and one of my all-time favorite is to train people how to be great public speakers. So actually today I want to talk today about the speakerpreneur. The speakerpreneur is a person who is an entrepreneur by way of public speaking. This is an individual that gives seminars, do talks. It could be inspirational speaking, motivational speaking, but these are individuals who have decided to make public speaking a career. Make public speaking, motivational speaking, their career. Call them speakerpreneurs. Now, what do you need in order to be a speakerpreneur? Well, I got into the business of public speaking and training workshops. And again, somewhere around 1993, I think, when I gave my first, in college, actually, when I started attending college in 1990, we had to give presentations in just about every class. At the end of the semester, you had to make some sort of presentation. And that's where I discovered my love for public speaking. And I fell in love with it immediately. Now, up till that time, I never ever thought about, and this is, by this time I'm 32 years old, up to that time I had never given public speaking a consideration, never even a thought. And this is after growing up in a household where both my parents were not only speakers, they were excellent speakers. Both of them were preachers, especially my father. My mother was always giving speeches on her job in the church and even in the community. She wrote poetry. She often was called on to read her poetry. But for some reason, I never ever considered the field of public speaking. But back then, yes, you had your Zig Ziglars and your, you know, Norman Vincent Peale. You had your different speakers back then, but public speaking was not a well-known business endeavor. It was not listed today like young people today. We talk to them all the time about becoming a speaker. Not so much back in the 60s and 70s, so I went basically my whole life not even realizing what it was. So it wasn't until I went to school in 1990, starting at Essex County College, where I gave my first speech and was told, "You're good at that." And so I probably would have just shrugged it off, okay, you know, if a couple people said, "You're good at that." But when everyone tells you, "You're good at that," it's time to take notice. And it still didn't sink in, because even though people were saying, "Yo, you're good at it," I was busy thinking that I'm supposed to go get a 9-to-5 job, sit at a desk, shuffle some papers. I still didn't know that what I was good at was a career. I didn't realize that public speaking was a career. I didn't realize there was a whole industry. I didn't realize it had its own market. None of those things. And so that's right about the time that, at the same time, though, I was being told that I was learning of a very famous speaker at the time, and even now, more famous, and that's Les Brown. And I began, you know, I started listening to Les Brown and started turning on the television to some infomercials. He would be there late at night. And again, going to church every Sunday and being around preachers, I didn't consider them, you know, public speakers. So, you know, but things just progressed. And so then all of a sudden, I really got into the field of being a public speaker. So I want to talk to you today about the field of public. Now I speak every single day in front of an audience, either at the college, as I'm talking to my classes, giving a lecture on some form of business, some area of business, or I'm talking to students about how to make a success of college, how to make a success of their lives through college, how to make a success of college through their life. So these are things I talk about every single day in front of an audience of 15 or better, which is one of the basic requirements. For instance, if you wanted to be a part of the National Speaking Association, one of the requirements is that you speak so many times in front of groups of 15 people or more, which I will be joining soon. I've been wanting to join that organization for a very long time, so it looks like this year I'll get my opportunity to do that. Also, public speaking, there's also Toastmasters, which we're in the process of starting another Toastmasters club. I've started about 3 or 4 over my lifetime in the past 15 years. So I'll be starting another one. Because it's helpful, you know, it helps people get the fundamentals, the basics of speaking in public. So I love helping people that way because it's a very structured program. There is a small fee. A group of people get together and practice speaking in public in front of an audience. Because you know what they say about speaking is that it's one of the most feared things for people to do, more so than flying, more so than riding in an elevator. Think about that, riding in an elevator. Think about going to the very heights, top of buildings and what have you. So public speaking is scary, but I found that there are things that are way more scary than public speaking. For instance, let me just tell you this short, quick story. I went to Jamaica 1 year, and everybody wanted to go to Duns River Falls. Now, if you've ever been to Jamaica, you know about Duns River Falls, or if you've ever seen pictures or seen it in a movie. But it's to me, that was very scary to climb Duns River Falls. And so that was absolutely, in my opinion, one of my top most scariest things I've ever done. But I didn't make it to the top, that's for sure. No way. But I did make it halfway. I made it halfway to the top. But no, boy, people were falling, and no way, I was not going to the top. Now, my little nieces, who at the time were like 10-ish, 11-ish, oh man, they just ran straight to the top, you know. Young people sometimes, really, young people are fearless. So, being a public speaker can be a well-paid job. It can be a decent-paying job for you, or it can make you wealthy. It's your choice. So, it's, as a speakerpreneur, you set up your business as a public speaker pretty much the way you would set up your restaurant or your hair salon or your massage parlor or your disco or whatever business you want to get into. There's all kinds of businesses to get into today. But speakers is a big market out there for public speakers. You do have to do training. I am a public speaking trainer. I do different workshops for public speakers. If you want to attend one of my workshops on how to be a public speaker, all you'd have to do is contact me. I recently did a workshop on how to speak with confidence at Essex County College. So we had about 7 students there, and we had a lot of fun. I did the same workshop for them last semester, and we had about 3 or 4 students. I might have had about 5. But that workshop always gets a decent amount of people there to attend because people, they want to, a lot of people have to speak in public either for their job or for their own personal development, or they might want to do it to be as a business, as a speakerpreneur. So as a speakerpreneur, and like I said, you can make a decent living, you can make a little bit of money, or you can become like Les Brown and Tony Robbins and many others and become a very, very successful speaker. You can even become, like myself, a motivational speaker. I actually am giving a talk tomorrow, and I'm very, very excited about it. I'm excited about the topic that I'll be speaking about. I'm excited about the group that I'll be speaking to, a group of seniors in high school, and to get a chance and opportunity to motivate them. So I'll be doing a motivational talk. I've done a eulogy before, which can be, you know, very interesting. I've preached a lot of sermons, and I've done a lot of training workshops. So I have a lot of experience with public speaking, and as a professor, I speak 3 days a week. I teach three classes on three different days of the week. So I speak 3 days of the week. And on two of those days, I speak for about 4 hours, almost back-to-back. Two classes back-to-back, they're an hour and a half. And then the third class is an hour. And they're back-to-back-to-back. I have an hour break in between one of the classes. So I get to speak a lot and to get a lot of experience. And then I'm here on the radio show. This is public speaking to a degree. I just can't see you, and you can't see me. But this is speaking. We still practice some of the same speaking tactics, some of the same speaking tips. We practice when we're speaking on the radio as we do when we're speaking face-to-face. So, but there's a difference if you're speaking to an audience of 10 or 15 or if you're speaking to an audience of 3,000 or 200. So I've spoken to these size groups before, and we will be doing more public speaking. So I just wanted to bring the topic up, the speakerpreneur, to let you know we have speaking topics coming. I'm very, very excited about it. The field of speaking can be a very lucrative business for you. You can make a lot of money as a public speaker. You can also have a lot of fun. You can run your own business. You can travel as a speaker. You can travel. You can start with a very, very, very small amount of money. But you can speak on all kinds of topics. There's a range of topics you can speak on as a public speaker. Okay, so now I want to encourage you to also join our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So I want you to listen to this commercial, and I'll be back in a minute or two.
Hi, are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://wleiassociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Okay, welcome back. So definitely we would love for you to be a part of our entrepreneur, women leaders and entrepreneurs. So all you have to do is go over to that website, check it out. Check it out. So we're excited, but I'm also excited and very, 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 very excited about our guest tomorrow. We have coming to the show tomorrow, Ms. Francine Humphrey. She is the director of Issues Facing Women. Also, she owns her own catering business. She also owns a speaking business as well. She's a motivational speaker as well. So we're just excited about her coming on the broadcast tomorrow. So absolutely make sure you definitely tune in tomorrow. We are very, very excited. We can't wait for you to absolutely to meet her. We have other guests, you know, lined up, willing to come on to this broadcast. And there's just so many wonderful things that is going to be happening. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. You can, you know, take your business to the next level by becoming a public speaker. So take your business to the next level. So the speakerpreneur has to do some things in order to prepare themselves to speak. You can get ready for it. You know, speaking is a skill, so you can be trained or you can train yourself to be a speaker. But if you work with me to learn how to be a motivational speaker, I'll teach you not only what I know, but I'll teach you what others know. How about that? I'll teach you what others know about being a public speaker. I'll teach you how to set up a public speaking business. I'll teach you how to speak with confidence, which a lot of speakers, they do speak, but they lack the confidence when they take the podium. A lot of speakers speak, but they don't put passion and energy, so they can't make their speech pop. They can't make the people actually feel something as they're speaking, and therefore somewhat robbing themselves of really becoming a dynamic, phenomenal speaker. So if you would like to take my dynamic speaking course and to work with me to become an excellent public speaker, you can sign up for that course. You can sign up for, I'll be doing a day-long teach you how to be a public speaker, how to set up your public speaking business. I'll teach you some tips and tools of how to command the floor, how to work your audience, how to know your audience, how to set up your public speaking business, how to get topics, how to find your niche of what you want to speak about, and how to present yourself to the public as a public speaker, how to get speaking engagements, how to get yourself booked, how to go from free to fee-paid speaker. I will teach you those things in this workshop that you can sign up for. So make sure you follow up with me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, LinkedIn, and follow up with me, and I will show you. I'm excited. I'll also have some YouTubes out there that you can follow. I have a Spreaker account, so you can go to Spreaker and listen to some of my speaking. You can also tune in almost to any Blog Talk Radio show. Usually I'm speaking on some topic or some area, so you can get that right there. And I'm very, very excited about being able to teach you how to become a motivational speaker. You can become a motivational speaker, public speaking, motivational speaking, inspirational speaking, whatever type, you want to be a college professor, you want to have a more engaged audience in your classroom, I can also teach you how to do that. Maybe you're already a teacher, maybe you're already a college professor, rather, and I've been doing that now for 12 years. Maybe you're a college professor, but maybe you're a little boring. You want to be more exciting and more engaging. So I'll teach you some tips, some strategies, and I'll also work with you and, you know, be able to sort of grade you. So I'm excited about this. Also, I'll add some trainer points in there as well. So if you want to do a workshop, you can do speaking or you can do a workshop. You can do both. So we'll also throw that in, you know, kick that in for you as well. So definitely go to my Facebook page, and I'll be posting things about that. Also, I will be opening up a page on Facebook for my public speaking. So you can like that and stay tuned for the public speaking workshops and seminars, and you can attend. I will be doing a webinar online for public speaking, so you can also join the speaking webinar and learn some tips on how to speak. Maybe you're already a speaker and you need to just clean it up a bit. For instance, one of the things that I will be teaching speakers how to do is how to speak without the ums and ahs. That's one of the most wretched thing I believe that speakers do. Wretched is a word, but it really doesn't fit. Ums, ahs, ands, buts, so all of those would fit sort of in the category with ums and ahs. So I'll teach you some strategies on how to speak without the ums and the ahs. I'll also teach you some strategies on how to get rid of speaking nervousness, how to stop being nervous when you're speaking. So basically that will definitely fall under the how to speak with confidence, but how to speak without being nervous. We'll also teach you how to stand, where to stand, how to stand, what to do while you're standing. I'll teach you that. And I'll teach you how to have some fun as you're speaking, how to enjoy what you do, how to love what you do. One of the things that I love doing almost more than anything else that I do is speaking in public. I love public speaking. I love motivational speaking. My only regret is that I didn't learn about this when I was 14. Had I learned about the field of public speaking when I was 14, it would have kept me from a lot of pitfalls that I end up falling into as a teenager and as a young woman. So I'm very committed to helping young people find their passion, what they're good at, what they're passionate about, and what they would actually enjoy doing. So I love it. And for those of you who also love it, let's do it. So as a speakerpreneur, let's get ready, get ready. So that's all we have time for today. Don't forget, see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.